Now buckle up for a ride to the diverse and vibrant world of Filipino art. The curator of the Passion and Procession exhibition, Matt Cox, is here to talk about the wonderful Filipino artists who have captured their take on faith, history, politics, and life in the Philippines. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER. And yeah, it's a really interesting exhibition that you've got going on at the moment at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired this exhibition to be brought to Sydney?
Yeah, sure. It's an exhibition that's part of a wider project called the Bayanihan Philippine Art Project, which is across five institutions in Sydney, including ourselves, but also Camatown Art Centre, Blacktown Art Centre, Mosman Gallery, and Peacock Studios and Galleries in Auburn, mm-hmm. and is supported by Museums and Galleries New South Wales. And it really came about as a kind of brainchild of Dr. John Yu, who's been a great patron of the arts in Sydney for a number of years, and he was up in the Philippines in the early 70s doing some medical training up there, and he sort of fell in love with the country then. And last year was the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Australia and the Philippines. So it's a kind of opportune time to think about Australia's relationship with the Philippines. And it just seemed like a really good occasion to kind of work with all these other institutions in Sydney. And also thinking about the large diaspora of Filipino people that live in Greater Sydney, which is about 180,000 people. So there's a really dynamic, community that live here that sometimes travel to the Philippines that have got friends who are artists or artists themselves. So, yeah, that's kind of how it all came about.
Filipino art looks very diverse, quite different, quite some abstract at times. Is this something that you found with the art that you've put up for this exhibition?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's quite different, I think, to what people expect from Southeast Asia. Most of the art that we have is by Manila-based artists. So really what you're looking at is the kind of the production and artistic practice in the urban metropolis of Manila. So, of course, there are other kind of diverse practices across the country. Mm-hmm. And some of, and it's quite a kind of, it's an archipelago. So it's there's a number of different kind of communities and things happening across the country. And some of the artworks that we have in the show do reflect that. Other works are kind of more introspective and more kind of personal.
Okay.
But many respond to the idea of the Philippines nation or Philippine culture in different ways. Mm-hmm. So I think just looking at the imagery itself, it is really, really vibrant, very colourful, and quite different to perhaps what people expect of art from the region.
Interesting, yeah. The name, The Passion and Procession, what was the thinking behind that?
That came about as a kind of collaboration between a number of different people, just talking about different ideas around the Philippines. The idea of passion, as you say, it kind of resonates with the idea of the passion, well, not the idea, but the kind of story of passion of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And also
quite a religious nation, right?
Yeah, a predominantly Catholic nation, very religious. And so the passion and procession itself also talks to the idea of the stations of the cross and walking, but the procession is very much part of public life in the Philippines, which comes around on religious occasions, but also on very festive occasions and political events as well. So the idea of people marching in the streets and walking in the streets, and it's a very public way of professing one's faith or one's dedication or one's political orientation. But so it's also very festive. So it's a great part of that life. And what we're trying to evoke, I suppose, is that kind of idea of walking through the exhibition and seeing the very public nature of the exhibition.
Yeah, right. The idea that it's part of a bigger project as well, was there sort of an ultimate goal as part of the project, apart from obviously the inspiration from Dr. John Yu you were talking about, but was there sort of a hope that this would raise more awareness for Philippine art or the country as a whole?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think if you look back over the kind of history of exhibitions at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, for instance, we've never had a show dedicated to the Philippines before.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it just hasn't appeared on the radar. or it hasn't been able to come to fruition. And so, of course, yeah, absolutely, that is part of our kind of broader engagement with the Asian region and bringing that to the awareness of the Australian public, but also acknowledging this great diaspora that's in Sydney and acknowledging that as the Australian demographic and the demographic of Sydney has changed so much in the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. So wanting to be aware of that and representing that diverse demographic, but also making all of those people feel welcome to the institutions and building this great friendly network between all the institutions in Sydney as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's been going for a good sort of 5 months now, I think, or four months or so, and it's been extended.
Actually, kicked off in June this year.
Yeah,
and we're open until January 7th. So it is. It's been a long term commitment.
Yeah,
and it's great because often a show might come up for a couple of months, and you're wanting to go and see it, and you just run out of time. So there's plenty of time now, and we've still got a couple more months to go.
That's right. Even over the Christmas period, if you want to get over to the, it's in the upper.
Yeah, we're open every day except for Christmas, I think.
Christmas
Day, otherwise open. Hope people get along to see the show.
We'll do. At Art Gallery of New South Wales, down at the Domain, of course. Check on their website, artgallery.nsw.gov.au, for lots of information on there. But, really good to chat to you, and good luck with the exhibition and all future works as well.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you. That was Matt Cox, the curator of an exhibition at the Art Gallery of New South Wales right now. It's called Passion and Procession, a wonderful display of Filipino art. And if you are really interested, get on down and check it out. It's in the Upper Asian Gallery of the Art Gallery of New South Wales right until 7th of January.